kosher bottle. She saved the basic culture of the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. I will share with Roshes. His message of the Chochma he used to learn, where he used to teach, the Etzim should be not used for Talmud Torah. Shamed Roshes, the guest of the town, Piskim B'Torah, Afil B'Shas Hespet, Acha Hespet, in Talmud, Miskabtsim B'Bis Medroshoi, Ela Mischabim Shnaim Shnaim V'Leim Dim B'Botem. It seems that the minig was in the times is the Medina de Gemara, Shemur Ketav Zayin. That B'Shas Nem Hespet is Medrash Botel, and afterwards even people should be learning not together. No, they go, they learn in their houses. That's by Chochem Shemes. Av Beis Din Shemes, it's called Midrashis Shebeir Betelim. Because his influence is on the entire city. So all the bottom Midrashis of the town, the bottle. והרגילים לספל בבית הכנסת משנה מקיימו. הלוך איז, צריך שוכנוב. בעצם, על פי דין, כל שיבה. The whole din of the shiva should be din. And everybody in Shulim Mishanim Mekoymo, בעצם נוהג, גביס המוס אבילס, On our Bezen Shemes. Now the emesis, Hespet is also, Chutz v'chochem v'fonov, we're not v'fonov anymore. But Cholopach, you should realize, what Be'etzim al-Pidin, the Chiv Avelis, upon ourselves is. I'll just tell over a story, not of the Niftar, just to bring out the point. We should realize what has happened here. In Russia, in the times of the Tsar, so in Russia there's big shtochim. You go miles and miles and miles from city to city where there's nothing there. So in the summer, the roads were paved. You could recognize the roads. When you drive down the roads, you know where to go from A to B. In the winter, it was in Russia, a major problem. Everything snowed up. All looks the same. So how should people know where is the path? Where is the road which takes you from one town to the next? The surrounding looks exactly the same. So the Tsar came up with a poshta itza. He planted trees on the side of the path. Like every 50 meters was another tree. So like this, even when things are snowed up, and you can't recognize where the path, you can't see the path, but you see the trees. When you see the trees on both sides of the where you're going, you know you're on a path. You know you're going in a safe way. If somebody would come and chop off those trees, even for a short, for just for 1 kilometer, or take away the trees, we've lost direction. There's no trees, it's snowed up. There is no trees here. We don't know where to turn, it all looks the same, it's everything snowed up. I think that is the feeling which we have to feel today. The world is snowed up. The brand, the Yiddishkeit, is frozen. The direction is terribly unclear. We're like blind people which are trying to find their ways in darkness. But we have trees. If we see those trees going the same way, we know we are still on the right path. And as old, and as long as we had a schus of having the Maldasi here in between us, midaitoi, shaloi midaitoi, we still had a tree from a previous generation. Which still could look at somebody who saw. And versteht ihr, because he saw, he was somebody else also. I remember as a bacher, he told me over the Shlomo Lomonos went into Reb Eliezer Shach and told Reb Eliezer Shach, after the p'tira of Reb Moshe and Reb Yankiv, Reb Moshe Feinstein and Reb Yankiv Kamenetsky were nifted in a very short time, one from each other. Within 2 weeks. So in America there was a terrible hargosha of a hole. Zvei gdoi la'olam. Which nobody replaced their greatness. So Shlomo Lawrence came into Reb Eliezer Shach and asked Reb Eliezer Shach if after the Tana Tova and come to America. As an American comes on the Zen Alden Gadol. So Reb Eliezer Shach started crying and he said, Ich hab gesehen, Alten Gott. And that's why he was Reb Eliezer Shach. Without going in, because it's also behesped to go into the gateness of the Nifta himself, aber hat doch gesehen, Alten Gott. He saw generations, previous generations. He lived in previous generations, in previous conditions. This is the tree which showed us the direction, how we should live. And now we're back to a snowed up surface without any trees. So we bet the Rebbein Shel Shabbat Rachmanos should guide us rightly. We should stay on track. We should be able to keep up the work which he did, he represented. Asher Paul, Asher Oso. And I believe if we stick to his ways, it's a schus for us, it's a schus for him, it's a schus for the Kehila. And was on my helm, so is Tavis. This is the also behesped. I hope I wasn't over that. I must tell you that yesterday, when I read the after, I decided that I've learned the after. I remember I was once in the first year in Eretz Yisrael, I called up my father. So in Eretz Yisrael they don't have. So he said, you missed Oid Hayom B'Noiv. After the Oid Hayom B'Noiv. And then yesterday I really thought about Obilna Bislobland and the After. It's the Shtikl Esroigim of the Sukkos of the Shtikl Torah. Psukim Menach always Shtik Torah can always give us guidance. Which perhaps part of it takes something with us. The pasuk starts Oid Hayom B'Noiv Lamed. We're still by day in Noiv. Sancheirev stood and in Noivitzim, he looked at Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was known as the center of Sois Kol Haaretz. Tel Talpiyos, this was the city which any ruler in the world was called, this is the biggest Hatzlach if you'd be able to conquer it. And Sancheirev came, as the Gemara says, with 180,000 Rosh HaGaisis, 180,000 officers, and he came and he put Yerushalayim at siege. And when he came towards Yerushalayim, he thought Yerushalayim must be a major, massive city. And when he stood at Noiv and he saw Yerushalayim, Yenefev Yoda al Harbas Tzirin, give us Yerushalayim. He waved his hand, he said, this, Chris and Mises. Rashi says that Kol HaYoyim, the entire day, Sancheirev had a suffix, should he move on with his army and charge towards Yerushalayim today, or should he wait till tomorrow? And Amuloid Stagninov, he had Stasias, and they told him, if you go today, you'll manage. And he saw the size of the city. And he waved his hand, made the bittle, this, I can do this tomorrow too. If I remember rightly, in the Medrash it says, but till that day, there was still episode 3 on David HaMelech. So we give this a kittuk of one of the things which David HaMelech did, and that's why he would have managed to conquer Yerushalayim. But the next day he wasn't. Kittuk was over. And we know what happened that night. That night was Leil Pesach. The British was sent down a Malach HaMashchis, and he killed the entire army. So that's the next pasuk. In Odom Hashem Tzvokus, Mesorv Pura B'marotzo. He will knock off Pura or the branches. B'marotzo is with axe. The Rima HaKoyim Gedurin, the high people are going to be chopped off. V'agvoyim Yishpolu, and the tall people will become low. Because he thought it was him who was making the war. He thought what he saw was a physical Yerushalayim. He didn't realize what is the spirit of Yerushalayim. What is the koach of Yerushalayim. So the entire army fell. V'nikav sifcha ya ba'vazel means that the woods fell off with an iron, means with the malochim ba'alvonon, and the entire army ba'adir yipol. Rashi says ba'adir is because of Chizkiyahu, which is an adir. As we know, what Chizkiyahu did was moisa nefesh for klal yisrael for limud haTorah. That's the first three psukim which are handling the time of Sancheirev. So I believe that's why we read it on Pesach, because that happened over Pesach. But then when the Kippurim continues, and this is continuing something about which lost its lover. And the branch will grow out of the stump of Yishai, v'netzel mishrosh of Yifra. And from his roots, there will be a new blossoming, as she says, Yonik Ilon, a small tree. And this is talking about the girl Asit. Says the pasuk, "V'nocha olav ruach Hashem will land upon him the ruach, the spirit of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam." What is that? And somebody has a spirit of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that means somebody which is living every second. His entire essence is the Rebbeinu Shlomo alone. That's Ruach Hashem. Aval it's true. The end of Ruach Hashem is Ruach HaKodesh. It's massive things far beyond which we can. We don't have our song what is massive. Of it starts with Ruach Hashem, that means it's the spirit, the entire spirit's essence is the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What does that entitle? Ruach Chochma. That's a spirit of wanting to have Chochma. Ubelev chol chacham lev nosati Chochma. What's it does chacham lev? Lev is the heart. The heart is the makor v'ritzonus of your wishes. Chochma, you would think, is in the brain, not in the heart. And that is the difference. There's people which understand and intellect. But there's people who are yearning for understanding. They're wishing to understand. They're wishing for knowledge. They're wishing for Chochmah. The desire, the taiva, is Chochmah. It does is v'noch all of Ruach Chochma. Knowledge, Yedias HaTorah, Yedias HaMidus, this will rest upon him. That's the first Ruach. Then there's Ruach Chochma, there's Ubina. That's once you have the Chochma to make use of it. To understand that there is a depth, there's a deeper understanding, that not everything is taken by face value, everything has to be thought about, analyzed, interpreted. Thus is Bina. Once you have that, you have the Chochmah Satorah. You've gone in the depth of the Torah. Then you zeichet to Ruach Eitzo. The courage of a person to be able to give the right advice comes from two things. That he sees what the problem is, and that he has no other motivation than solving the problem. When people are asked advice, a lot of times, what jumps forward is their own negius. I remember when my father was not well. So we consulted a few doctors. So when you spoke to a radiologist, he told you take radiology. You spoke to a guy who gives chemotherapy, he told you take chemotherapy. So I asked somebody, why can't it be the opposite way? But the radiologist tells you, no, go take chemotherapy. Teretz is because they have chochma, yes, vada, but they're limited. So then the home give us energies. It's their field. It's their understanding. The koach from Ruach Eitzo is a person should see the problem And seeing the problem is, he put himself into the shoes of the person which is asking him the problem, to understand what he's asking. And then the second part is, when you're solving the problem, you have no negias, there's no motivation to any of the sides. And that is after Chochmah Gvura, when someone takes Chochmah Satorah and he harbors in learning, and he refines himself in Chochmah Samidis and Chochmah Sanefesh, then his Ruach Eitzo. And he has a koach of giving over the right advice. The next one is Ruach Eitzo Gvura. Because a lot of times when people ask advice, you have to do things afterwards to help it. And sometimes it's not very geschmack. It's not pleasant. It's hard work. And for that you need gvura. And if somebody acts that way, he's learned Torah, he's harvested in Torah, he's understood Torah, he's perfected his midas. He does not hold himself back to do things when they have to be done. That's Ruach Chochmah, Bina, Ruach Eitzo, Gvura, is the Ruach Das v'Yiras Hashem. That's a Maton min Hashemayim. Das is the clarity of seeing things. Seeing beyond where normal people could see. And the main part state of a Yiras Hashem, the person should use the clarity of seeing to recognize the Rebbeinu Shel, to see him in a much greater manner. And this type of person goes the next pasuk, V'arichoi b'yiras Hashem. Rashi says, V'arichoi b'yiras Hashem, Yimalei ruach yiras Hashem. This is after all the ruach eitzo, gvuro, ruach chochmo, rubino, ruach das, v'yiras Hashem. The yiras Hashem is the nocha yiras Hashem. So she show him. There is a Yiras Hashem from Yiras Oynish, and there is a Yiras Hashem of Yiras Oreimimus. Yiras Oreimimus comes only for somebody who acknowledges who's Masik, Kvoida Yisbach. This is the next stage. Person lives the Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Summit with the Bishlam entirely constantly in front of his eyes. His behavior is different. As much as we would in front of an other Mechubot would behave different, would think before we do things. Not everything which just enters our mind we would say. Some of you who's Shavisi Hashem the Negdi, somebody sees and he recognizes and is masik who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, his behavior is completely different. Thus is V'arichoi B'yiras Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will upon him, settle upon him the spirit of Emes Yiras Shamayim. Once he has all these keuches, steht er, v'loy lemar ein of yishpeit, v'loy lemishma osn of yechiach. He will not judge what he sees with his eyes, and he will not judge to what he hears with his ears. Because these have limits. They can't see what's behind things. They can't see the truth always. Visions can be blurred. People can hear things which are not true. Or but somebody who has Yiras Hashem, Urach Das V'Yiras Hashem, which everything has to be clear. There's people which you can go to them. I remember a few times I used to go into Bavsha, Rosh HaKel, Zichron Levrocha, and I used to tell him a problem. He said, Shmech nicht. Something's wrong. It's when somebody sees things clear and he realizes what he's hearing is not clear, so then something is wrong. He will have a different vision. He will recognize what's right, what's wrong from the seeing. What he listens to, he will understand what's true, what's false. And then v'shofat b'tzedek dalim v'yechiach b'mishel le'an v'oretz. You'll be able to judge with justice to the poor people, and you will be able to set straight with straightness to the an v'oretz, to the poshto people of this world. Because a person which is taken over by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, people do have the inner sense to recognize the Yiras Shamayim. People do have understand to be of magnetized to El Chayit. And when somebody speaks Elach, you all know the famous story of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, when he came to the Polish president, and he spoke over his drosha, and the Polish president said, I don't need to hear the translation. A heart understands from a heart. Das ist v'shofat v'tzedek dalim v'yichyach v'an v'yishan v'oretz. This is the koyach from saying the nakata emes. A person which is completely truthful, and when he gives out real truthful words, they hit home. And then the pasuk finishes off, "V'hike aretz b'shevet piv v'urach sfosov yom israsha." You won't need ammunition. You won't need tanks. Don't need planes. V'hike aretz b'shevet piv. Some of us say you'll be mispalel, or be mekalel, or be mevorech. But other mafashim learn we don't need to come to it. A person which is kuloy emes, a person which is taken over by Ruach Das v'Yiras Hashem, when he says the truth, nobody can stand against it. Das ist ein lasit lovoy. The emes alein ist schrein von sich. The Torah schreien von sich. The Tzaddikim schreien von sich. There will be no fight. The rest of the people are going to bury their heads. The recognition of truthfulness will be so clear that nobody will be able to lift up his head to say something not right. Das ist v'hikra eretz b'shevet piv v'ruach sfosov yom israsha. My time is over. Just to yearn, to get the Klal Yisrael, to get to such a stage, to have such people which are going to show us the right way, to defrost all that snow that we should see the path where we have to go to. Mr. Shem Zom Zoycha Zayn Taka to the Gula Shleim of Imher of Yachayinu Amen.